Joining me live over the phone is Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, for the monthly update on what's happening with the Arts Council. Lexi, appreciate your time. A lot going on with the Star Valley Arts Council. I think we better start with next weekend's Children's Summer Theater performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yes, we have had such a great turnout this year. We have 62 kids that came to try out for this play this year. So we have performances on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with two performances. I said that wrong. Performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with two performances on Saturday next weekend for this Seussical Junior.
Absolutely. So showing, as you mentioned, Seussical Junior and then multiple performances to go to. It sounds like tickets are being picked up pretty quick, right, Lexi? So maybe get those in advance if you'd like to go see Seussical Junior next weekend.
Yes, these shows fill up pretty quickly.
Tickets available online. How do people get tickets?
Yes, the tickets are available through the Ford Theater website, Salt River Arts.
All right, so you can find the Seussical Junior at the Afton Ford Theater. It's on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week. Multiple performances. And as Lexi said, over 60 kids participating in that great children's theater production. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council on the Weekday Wake Up. Lexi, tell us about the Three Rivers Youth Chorus summer camps that are beginning soon.
Yes, Jenna Erickson is in charge of these camps, and we're doing two because the mini camp is geared more towards younger kids that maybe wouldn't be up for a full week of all-day camp performances. I mean, all-day hours. So the mini camp is just from 9 to 4, and that's going to be in Alpine, and we're planning on that being more for I'm looking up the ages for that one, 6 to 16.
Okay.
Younger kids. So that one's in Alpine at the Civic Center, and that is only $50. And you can sign up for that one on our website, starvalleyarts.org. And then the week-long full camp, that one is $200, and the age range for that is 10 to 16. We just feel like the older kids can handle the longer hours and last the whole week. And that one will have a performance at the end. And Janet has been securing some guest clinicians for that longer, the week-long camp, and they're going to come in and each teach different things. And it'll just be a really, really great opportunity for these kids. We just don't have much in the way of summer musical vocal instruction. So this could be a really, really great opportunity.
Yeah, I love it. So again, a mini camp and a full camp, depending on ages. And July 8th in Alpine, and then 15th through the 19th in Etna for the Three Rivers Youth Chorus Summer Camps, happening through the Arts Council. I've been excited to hear about some of these other events happening, including the Art Auction Fundraiser, which is going to be a big one for Alpine. Tell us about this.
I'm so excited about this. We have been working for months securing art pieces from all local artists for this event. We have about 50 art pieces in all size and price ranges for this event. And the artists benefit from this event as well. This is the split between the Arts Council and the artists for this fundraiser. And so it will be a silent auction with a live auction for some larger pieces. We're going to have food, drinks, aerial arts, live music. We're going to have a live painter. We're going to have raffles. Tickets are only $25. There's just going to be a lot going on. So many art pieces to see. A lot of socializing. It's just going to be fun. I'm really excited about it. And I feel like whatever price range you have, there will be something there for everyone.
I think it's very cool. Tell us a little more about the art that will be up for auction. I'm assuming a mix of local and maybe artists from around the area, correct?
Yeah, all local artists. So some examples. Doug Monfin has a couple pieces in the show, and actually we even have one of his prints as one of our raffle items, and the raffle tickets are only $10. So that's an example of, you know, if you can't afford original art, that's totally fine. You can afford a $10 raffle ticket to get one of his prints. We have Kaylee Dockstetter, the art teacher at the high school. She has an original in the show. Taryn Bowles has an original. Let's see, Joe Watkins, he does scratchboard art. He has some originals at the gallery in Afton. His stuff is amazing. And what we determined for the show is that we want everything to have the theme of Spirit of Wyoming. And so everything there has a really, really unique local feel. It's just going to be really cool.
Excellent. So again, the art auction fundraiser at the Alpine Air Park, correct? 7 to 9 p.m. Saturday, July 29th. Tickets and details also at starvalleyarts.org. Lexi, let's keep moving right along because there's so many more events coming up. I like this another new addition to the Arts Councils, this Chalk Art Festival happening in Thane late in July.
Yes, Chalk Art Festival in Thane. It's at the community center. It's a very inexpensive event. It's only $10 to $20 to participate. You just buy one square of the sidewalk and you create whatever art you want along our theme, which is heroes and villains. You'll have this little card with your name on it. It'll have your category. We've got six categories of age or family or business. And then a lot of prizes that go along with those categories. And then the public can just go and view it and just enjoy it. I mean, so many people go to that community center anyway with all the different things that are in there with the library and the gym and whatnot. So we're hoping people can just enjoy the art and people can enjoy creating it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really cool. I love the idea of walking on the sidewalk or next to it with all these art, all these painted squares on the sidewalk. I'm really looking forward to see some aerial shots looking down and seeing it all. It's going to be really cool. Looking forward to that. Lexi, also tell us about Shakespeare in the Park. Sounds like that's coming back end of July.
Yeah, so it's coming to the Kodiak. I think that will be a really great venue. And we're lucky that we get to have Hamlet this year. I think that it'll be great that it's a popular show. And so this is at 6 o'clock on July 29th. That's a Monday night. And we want you to be aware that we have secured a really great pre-show that starts at 5:15. And it is the high school musical cast from this past year. Guys and Dolls, is that right?
Yeah.
They are doing our pre-show, and so they're going to be doing a lot of the music and the dancing from that, and that would cool. be really great. Yeah, so come early, 5:15.
Yeah, that's really neat. I love that addition to it. Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Busy, busy time for the Arts Council, and that only gets you through July. We do have a little bit of time left. Lexi, tell us what you have coming up in August, because there's still more.
Yes, we have a plein air workshop the first week of August 1st through 3rd. That's in Alpine. We have two professional artists that are coming to teach that. And so we're going to be painting Grays River, Snake River Canyon, Palisades, and all of those places for 3 days. We'd love to have any painter join us. You do not have to be very experienced. We can start from the beginning. That would be really great to join us. And then the other one is the Alpine Art Festival. We are looking for vendors to join us. We will be setting up at the Bank of Jackson Hole on the lawn for that.
Great. And you can find details on all of these happening at starvalleyarts.org. That's starvalleyarts.org. Lexi, appreciate the updates. Thank you very much.